You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has just announced the country's general election will be moved from September the 19th to October the 17th. It comes after 49 cases of coronavirus were linked to an outbreak in Auckland that ended 102 days without community transmission of COVID-19 in the country.
Ultimately, I want to ensure we have a well-run election that gives all voters the best chance to receive all the information they need about parties and candidates and delivers certainty for the future. With these considerations in mind, yesterday I reached out to the leaders of every political party with representatives in Parliament. Under normal circumstances, the choice of what day the election is held is a decision that solely rests with the Prime Minister. However, under these extraordinary circumstances, I see the decision to move an election day as a different proposition that deserves to be treated as such. Moving an election date, especially this late in the electoral cycle, is a significant decision. In the end, what matters most is what is in the best interests of voters and our democracy.
Auckland's COVID-19 cluster is yet to trend down, with New Zealand health authorities announcing 12 fresh community cases of the virus on Sunday. The upswing from Saturday's 7 cases means the total cases in the outbreak, New Zealand's first after 102 virus-free days, stands at 49. A 13th case is an overseas traveler in quarantine. Ms. Ardern placed Auckland into lockdown last Wednesday in an attempt to subdue the virus's spread. Ms. Ardern also returned social distancing and gathering caps to the rest of New Zealand as part of her government's zero-tolerance elimination strategy of the virus. In Spain, hundreds of protesters gathered at Colón Square in Madrid to protest against the mandatory use of face masks in every public space in Spain. The demonstrators believe the socialist Unidas Podemos coalition government is violating their rights after the health minister, Salvador Illa, announced new measures over the weekend aimed at curbing the rise in coronavirus infections in the country. The measures included a ban on smoking in outdoor areas when keeping a safe distance is impossible, and the mandatory use of face masks in every public space. People at Sunday's demonstration were seen holding placards reading "No to the muzzle" and chanting "Freedom" to demand that the use of face masks be voluntary and they be allowed the right to choose whether or not to get a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Many of the protesters denied the coronavirus existed and chanted "There are no new outbreaks." Spain recorded almost 3,000 new cases on Friday, about double the average in the first 12 days of August, bringing the cumulative total to 342,813, the highest in Western Europe. On the Greek island of Mykonos, an internationally famous tourist destination, restaurants, bars, and cafes were forced to close at midnight on Saturday as part of new restrictions to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The measure is in effect until next Sunday, but could be extended. For Sylvie, a tourist from France, the sudden ruling to close at midnight was disappointing.
I'd be disappointed about the midnight closing. I don't think the virus is going home at midnight. I don't think there is a schedule, so I do not understand. I think it's a bit sad for the people and the business here on the island, but well, that's the protocol. I accept it. I will come back.
Ms. Alfef Daher, a tourist from Italy, was not quite sure whether everything closing at midnight was actually effective.
The situation also in Mykonos, it's not really good because restaurants and everything is closed at midnight. I think that can be a good thing for us, but I'm not sure about this because if the restaurants are open in the day, the virus can be not good. So I mean, we can have problems in the night. We can have problems in the day. So I don't know.
Japan's tennis star Kei Nishikori says he has tested positive for COVID-19 while in Florida, just 2 weeks ahead of the U.S. Open due to begin in New York on August 31st. The 30-year-old former world number 4 has pulled out of the upcoming Western and Southern Open, a warm-up tournament for many before the Grand Slam. Nishikori said he had very little symptoms and would go into self-isolation. A number of players have withdrawn from this year's U.S. Open over fears of contracting the coronavirus that has infected more than 5.4 million people in the United States and killed more than 170,000, according to Johns Hopkins Medical University's tally. Defending champion Rafael Nadal and women's world number 1 Ash Barty are among those who refused to travel, while reigning women's champion Bianca Andreescu pulled out, saying the pandemic had compromised her ability to reach her highest level of form. Peru has reinstated its mandatory lockdown that will continue for the next 2 Sundays to halt the contagion in a nation that the previous day saw 9,507 new infections. The streets of Lima looked nearly empty and transportation was minimal because only essential service workers, including those from pharmacies, hospitals, and funeral homes, were permitted to be in the streets. Contagion numbers soared from early July with an average of 3,500 per day to double in recent days after a 106-day national lockdown that began in March and ended on the 30th of June. Since Thursday, family reunions were banned for the first time after epidemiologists detected entire families becoming infected during weekends. Police are allowed to enter houses where parties or meetings are being held and may also fine $108 those people who don't respect the mandatory lockdown. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.